Blackstone Audiobooks presents Animal Farm by George Orwell. Introduction. In the sixth volume of the Second World War, Sir Winston Churchill has described the scene at Potsdam in July 1945, when, from a little distance, he watched President Truman tell Marshal Stalin of the great event that was to take place in the following month. The latest triumph of Western genius, the masterpiece that was destined so profoundly to affect the history of the world. The Marshal showed polite interest, the mildest of curiosity that barely rose above the level of indifference, and no comprehension whatever. Sir Winston was sure, he tells us, that he had no idea of the significance of what he was being told. If he had had the slightest idea of the revolution in world affairs which was in progress, his reactions would have been obvious, but his face remained gay and genial. According to President Truman, he did not even ask a single question. What Marshal Stalin was being told about was not, though as a matter of mere chronological chance it could have been, the imminent publication of a little book called Animal Farm, which appeared on the bookstalls in the same month in which the atomic bomb hit Hiroshima and Nagasaki. No doubt the Marshal's reaction would have been much the same if it had been, and perhaps, though this is still a very much longer shot, his reaction would have been just as inappropriate. It was nothing but an arbitrary coincidence that brought these two events together in August 1945, though they took almost equally long to prepare. George Orwell's whole life was spent in preparation of Animal Farm, and the text itself bears the dates November 1943, February 1944, months when the Manhattan Project was also moving towards a climax.